Welcome to the podcast of USDF Hall of Fame Master Horseman, author, clinician, and judge, Charles DeCunfey.
If I were to approach a horse for the first time, we under supervision, but what are some basic training guidelines to keep in mind?
No, the most basic guideline when you approach a horse is what my father told me when I was very small, and he was ready to squash me because he saw me walk bold upright under horses, which is of course a death sentence. Especially I walked under broodmares that were protecting their foals, and I was so tiny I could bolt upright, make a promenade under the bellies of these mares.
From the front or
and
from
my
the side?
Father, I did from the side, but my father saw this and summoned me. And in those days, you had to obey your parents. You did not dictate to your parents what's going to happen.
Unlike today.
No. It was a different system. And we were at the bottom of the totem pole, not the top. And he summoned me and looked down to this small item and said, "Listen, you come here to the horse and you look where his girth is, and you see the narrow line behind the withers and in front of the belly where you tighten the girth and the harness, and that's the front of the horse, and behind the girth is the hind end of the horse. And if I ever see you behind the girth line, I kick you, not the horse. You will be done, because this is forbidden from now on. And now you go to the horse and show me with your finger where his middle is, so that you understood you don't go past the middle of the horse." And I had to point to it and analyze it. And he said, "If I ever see you behind that line." So this is number one. Horses are very dangerous. Not because they are conspiratorial and want to kill you, but they can and they will if you are so stupid. Yeah. So the horse has the instinct to protect himself by lashing out and kicking at predators or anything suspicious and disturbing, and they'll kick you to death with absolutely no problem. And this is the number one rule. You do not work around horses by going behind them. And this is, again, I see here grooms and stable staff and worst of all, riders constantly passing from one side of the horse to the other one behind him. Out of question. If we would have had a coachman or a groom do that, would have been his last day on the job. He would have been transferred to milking cows, something very sedate. You don't work ever behind horses. You stay in front of them. It's as simple as that.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Let us know what you think by leaving a review or comment. If you are ready for more, follow Charles DeCunfey on Facebook and Instagram. Visit charlesdecunfey.com to subscribe and shop. While you're on the website, learn more about the Salon of Charles DeCunfey. This private community is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and learn directly from this master horseman.